Okay. So we got off the skin of our teeth from paying the $1.5 million. Okay. At some stage we're going to come back to the case of the diamonds. And the fact there he said is that he was chayv for paying the diamonds for putting it in the garbage can. And we're going to have to analyze that in a further analysis, whether it's so clear that he's going to be chayv. But before we get back there, we're going to discuss two other cases. Let's discuss the first case tonight. Reuven was a sofer. And he was writing, somebody ordered from him some tefillin to write. He was writing tefillin. Okay, so Reuven was writing tefillin for Shimon. Shimon came to Reuven and said, look, I want to pay you. I said, fine. Here, this is the check. It's not my check. Levi's check. Levi wrote, owed me money. Levi wrote me a check. I'm passing on to you, Reuven, as payment for the tefillin. Right. After a few weeks, Reuven phones back to Shimon and says, I've lost the check. Please come and pay me the money for the tefillin. I've lost the check that you gave me. Shimon says that you lost the check. I paid you already. I paid you with a check and Levi. I don't need to pay you again. Why should I pay you again? So now we're in basic. The shaila is, does Shimon need to pay Reuven again for losing the check?
You don't say check is considered money?
Did the guy who wrote the check stop the check?
So now we're basing, what's the discussion over here? Basically, turn around, what's the problem? Technicalities. Just go to Levi, get a new check, stop that check, get a new check, and everything's happy. So what's happened like this? Shimon said, I went to Levi, and Levi said he's not going to give me a new check. Shimon doesn't want to give me a new check. Luther, bring him to Basin, we'll sort it out. No! He's not religious. He's not going to come to Basin. And there's no way of me getting that check out of him. No way of getting another check out of him. Impossible. So, what's happened over here? I had money in my hand, I Levi's check. I used it as payment for Reuven. I paid for the tefillin. He lost it to my
business. Did Levi stop the check? Did Levi stop the check? Makes a big difference.
Levi doesn't want to miss Yachis to meet my
He doesn't want to leave a check hanging out there either. He probably stopped the check.
Probably stopped the check. But he's not here. Levi's not here by us. Levi's not coming to us. We're in Basin and Levi's not turning up. In the CSS, says Shimon, I'm not able to get a new check from Levi. Whether Levi's correct or not correct. That's what the CSS, Levi is not giving you a new check. I paid you with a check. Why should I pay you again?
You didn't pay me with a check. The check is recourse. If the check bounces, you still owe me the money. I didn't accept the check.
So Reuven came back and said, look, you got to fill in? You got to fill in. Okay? You owe me 5,000 shekels? For the tefillin, 5,000. What?
It's a nice pair of tefillin.
Nice pair of tefillin. You owe me 5,000 shekels for the tefillin? Yes, I did owe you 5,000 shekels. Have you paid me? I gave you a check. Did I receive money? No, you didn't receive money. So therefore, you got tefillin.
You received
only 5,000 shekels.
No,
I never received
money.
You
didn't accept
money.
Monetary
I never received your money. So therefore, you sold me. Ah, you claim. You claim that I think the check, give me that the check. Okay, let's take on that I was negligent with the check. So I lost the check. What is that?
Money.
Mazik.
What have I done? What have I done to you?
Right.
By losing Levi's check, what have I done?
You lost your own money. It's his. It was, at that point, it was his money. It was Reuven's money. He got
no,
paid.
No, it wasn't Reuven's money.
And he lost it.
He didn't accept the risk of the check.
Check could be used at any bank to
collect.
He did
not accept the risk of the check, though. When you walk into Marcolo, give someone else a check. If that check bounces, they call you up and say, give us the money.
Okay, that. But he did accept the regular losing.
No, he didn't. He accommodated it. If he loses it, because then he's a
mob. He lost it.
But what did he lose? He
lost like a Shomer Chinam.
He didn't lose anything of value.
It's Chayim.
Chayim for what?
What's your Chayim? No, what are you trying to get me on? No, what are you trying to get Reuven on? What did he do?
Mazik.
What Mazik? What was he Mazik? This check belongs to Shimon.
So if he can't get the money out of Levi, then he should be Mazik back.
He lost. So what happened? What's the check used for? What is a check? No, we discussed this a few times. What's a check?
To go to the bank and get them to give you money.
I owe you money. Go and collect the money using this piece of paper. So when I lost this check, what did I do to you? Shimon, what did I do to you? You had the ability to claim money from ladies. I lost now the check. What have you done?
Damage.
What's it called? Damage. No. What have I done? Just speak in English. Yeah?
He made him lose 5,000 shekels.
No, I didn't lose a 5,000 shekels. What did I do?
What
is a check?
I just disclosed
a bill. I that. Bang, move. What is a check?
I made you lose the ability to collect 5,000.
So what did I do by losing it?
I prevented you from collecting 5,000.
I stopped you collecting money. And what type of claim of damages is that? If I locked you up in some house and I stopped you to claim money, I stopped you making money, what is that? That's Groma. Less than Groma, of course. Groma. So Reuven is saying, you definitely owe me money. But Philip, you're coming here, countertime that I lost the check. Losing the check is Groma. Groma, you can't get me on. You definitely owe me money. I Groma to you. So you still owe me money.
This is more than an IOU. This is, you know, close, because it's a cash equivalent. You can walk into a money changer. You don't have to go to the bank. There are other people that would do business with that check.
Yeah, and they'll all call you if it bounces.
Or they'll charge you a higher commission because of the risk involved. But
no, they'll. But that's if they're buying it. That's a different story.
The IOU is more than a check. And IOU is not legal tender. A check is legal tender.
Check is not legal tender.
It's not legal tender.
I cannot force anybody to take my check.
It's not
cash. It's not cash. When Mr. Corrales goes, as much as we say, all it is a instructions to the bank. That's all it is. All it is.
Look. But instructions to the bank is still more than IOU. If I walk into a bank with a piece of paper that says Shimon owes me money, they wouldn't give it to me. The check has more power in a bank.
What? So you had the ability to get money because of the instructions. So I tore up the instructions. So now you can't get money. I tore up the instructions. Scroma. But what is Reuven when he receives a check from Shimon? What is Reuven's relationship to the check? What is Reuven's relationship to the check? Shimon gave him his check to Reuven. And he gives it to Reuven. What's Reuven's relationship to the check which he's holding, which came from
he's
Shimon?
He's a showman.
He's a showman.
Well, he's a showman.
He's a showman. Okay. Showman. What gets
hung? Why is he a showman?
Because anybody who gets hung up,
yeah.
Anyone who gets benefit from what he's looking after, then that is no longer a Shomer Chinam. He has an interest in looking after it for his own benefit. He's not just doing it for as a favor. He's doing it also for his own interest. Now, when Reuven takes a check, is he doing it just, oh, I'm doing you a favor, Shimon, I'm going to look after it? Or he has a certain interest and benefit by having the check in his hands?
He's doing a favor by taking this check instead of Shimon's direct check.
Does he get that benefit by holding a check or over nothing?
That benefit.
Over anything?
But that benefit is coming to him in exchange for the filling, not in exchange for watching the check.
By having the check in hand, rather than being still in Shimon's pocket,
yeah.
He has an extra benefit, or more security than having nothing. So therefore, The fact that he's able to look after in his premises, he's getting a benefit.
If somebody gives me a painting to watch, and I happen to enjoy looking at paintings, I become a Shomer Chanochar? Because I enjoy having the thing in my house?
Is it worth?
Here, he asked for the check. You didn't ask for the painting.
Is it worth money?
For that check.
Is it worth money?
To look at a painting?
Yes.
Sure, admission charge. It's an original Renoir.
That's worth money.
I would say that that's worth money in your service. I mean, if it's original Renoir, it's worth money.
If it's original Renoir, then you charge people to come in. Yes, it can charge people to come in, then it's worth money. Stop having a painting and enjoying.
But a Shomer Sacher is not that the one who is asking me to watch it is the one that's giving me the Hana.
He's giving me Hana by giving me the check.
Hana Memela. That's
also okay. Well, when we get to Hilchos Shomer, we'll go more into it. So if he's a Shomer, let's look at the Halacha of a Shomer. Hamadim says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Sadiyanot in Hilchos Shomer. Hamadim Eitzer Chavera. Somebody deposits by his friends. V'Omer, he says to him, Tell me because I've come back to collect. Can you please return me the object? For Omelo Shomer says, Amy Yadeya Be'ezer Mokim Kevatev Sofim. I don't know where I put it. Somewhere, I just don't know where it is. I can't remember where I put it. Haiza Pesheya. He's negligent.
He's Pesheya, even if he's a Shomer Chinam, he's hired.
He's kosher, that's called negligence, not knowing where it is. The chayav the shalom miyat.
Didn't we say this is a bit of masik, even more than a shomer b'chol?
Oh, we'll come to that. But here we see, he said, in shomer, if you're shomer, a teret says, look, somewhere, I just don't know where it is. If you want it back, somewhere, I don't know where it is. That is called negligence. Negligence, your chayav. So, Ruben says, you know, I lost the check. It's probably somewhere around my house, somewhere. I don't know where it is. I can't get a hold of it. Don't know. Lost it. Can't tell you where it is. Where I put it. Can't remember even where I put it. So, Shimon tells Anne, look, your relationship to that check is a Shimon. Maybe your Shimon Sokka even. I had a discussion over it. But even if it's Shimon coming to me and saying, look, I owe you money, correct, but you looking after my check. Now where's my check? You're Shomer on my check. You're Shomer on my check, and you say, I don't know where it is. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. A Shomer who says, I don't know where, the first object I'm supposed to be looking after, it's called negligent, and he has to pay. So he has to pay me for the check in any case.
That's an Aveda, I don't know where it is. Here, he got lost. He put it somewhere, and he doesn't remember. That's Shia. But Aveda, otherwise you never have Aveda. Kedeva Aveda is not Shia.
So Basin says, what do you mean you lost it? What do you mean you lost it?
I put it here, and it's not there anymore.
No, it's not what he asked.
He's not a Shomer.
Oh, what did he answer?
He said, look, I put it somewhere.
Yeah.
I can't remember where I put it.
Okay.
I can't remember where I put it.
That's
it. It could be I lost it. It could be it's still in my house. I don't know. I have no recollection. So we're saying, even if you put it somewhere and you just know where it is and it's still in your house, you're still negligent. So therefore, yes, he owes you money for the tefillin and he hasn't paid you. But on the other hand, you're shown on the check. You're supposed to return the check. You can't find it, even if you say you did lose it, but it's somewhere in the premises. But that's also negligence, so you have to pay for the check.
Who is he to return the check to? His own benefit. There's no demand in this case on the check. Shimon's not asking for it. Shimon's doesn't care about it.
Shimon's saying, if you want me to pay cash, then give me back the check. So then I can collect the check. Okay, then I don't lose. But if you're asking me, pay a good money and I don't receive the check, then at the end of the day, what have I done? I've paid double. So say, well, you're negligent for losing the check, so I owe you for the tefillin, you owe me for the check. Cancel, quit.
Okay, so if it's
Here there's an object which is lost, and there's a damage to the actual object. But over here, the only thing that's lost is the piece of paper. You know, the inability to collect is still the problem. You mean that the check that he lost is still only the etzem, his ability to go with instruction to the bank.
Okay.
Still has it. It's not... Okay. It has it to...
To what? How much is this piece of paper worth?
Okay.
10 cents.
Mm. How much is it worth, this piece of paper?
Physical property is 10 cents.
No. How much is the check worth with Levy's signature on it?
5,000 shekels. It's a right to claim 5,000 shekels.
If you would sell the check to a money changer, so how much would you get?
You get 4,900.
So you get 4,900. So therefore, Elon and Nami, I owe you 5,000 shekels for the tefillin. The check, you damaged. You damaged. You're negligent on the check, so you have to pay for the check. What's the market value of the check? Okay, it's on 5,000. 4,000. Okay, I owe you 10 shekels for the tefillin.
100. 100.
100 shekels. Okay. Now, anyone learnt Robin Sear?
I'm not going to answer that question.
You don't learn. You don't learn.
If you would remember Robin Sear, we had a big problem in relating the halacha which we learnt in Shukalach just now to Akis. Why? Why we got a big problem in relating the halacha which we just learnt to Akis? Now, I'm giving you 10 seconds to do chazorah on the whole of what we say in your head, and then we'll see what you have to answer.
It's not Miyayas. It's not Miyayas.
No. I see you learnt Eilam Mitzias. We'll test you on Eilam Mitzias when we get to Hilchus Saveta.
I knew there was a goat climbing a cliff.
I purposely didn't put it on the duff over here in order to test you. No?
I never looked ahead.
Okay, I've been too hard on you. Let me tell you the halacha like this. If you're coming with, you owe me money because you're shomer and you lost my item and you're negligent, there's a halacha in Hilchos Shomrim that you could be a shomer on everything besides three things. There's no Hilchos Shomrim on three types of things. What are the three things where there's no Hilchos Shomrim applicable? What's that?
Karka Avodim Ishtaris.
Karka Avodim and Ishtaris. You cannot have Hilchos Shomrim on any of these three items. Now, in our case, does one of these exclusions apply to our case?
Probably, it might be Ishtaris.
No, it's just an instruction to the bank.
Which one of these? I'm giving you a clue. It's one of these.
It's not an Evan.
And therefore, the exception doesn't apply. Which one of these should be? This is a very hard question.
I'm still trying to do that.
So everyone says it fits into the category of Staris. Because what Staris? The Gemara defines. Why Staris? Why doesn't it have Hilchos Shomrim by Staris? Because it doesn't have intrinsic value as Star. It just has the ability to get money, but in itself doesn't have intrinsic value. So therefore, even though you can sell a Star, all Stars you can sell, but since it itself hasn't got intrinsic value, and the only reason why you can sell it is because you can use it to get money. In order to have Hilchos Shomrim on, you have to have the only chayv and shomrim on things which have intrinsic value to it. A table, a chair, but a star, which is just writing, which itself, the writing doesn't have value. It's just that it has the ability to create money, hasn't got intrinsic value in itself, and there's no Hilchos Shomrim applies. So by checks, there's no tip of shomrim. Shomrim says that's a shomrim. Bakasha, you brought me a shulchan aruch. That if I'm a shomer, then I'm chayv to say I don't know where it is. But you know what? I'm not sure the showman doesn't apply it, because a check is a star, and a star doesn't have a showman, it's no intrinsic value. So again, we go back. Well, what did I do? What's grammar? What did I do with this grammar? What did I do? Stop you collecting. Showman, you can't get me on check.
Does it?
And why can't we say that you transferred ownership? I mean, he was basically giving up his right to that check, to that tove, and saying...
He didn't transfer ownership.
So Matis will explain why there's no transfer ownership.
If he transferred ownership, that would mean that he was taking the risk that if it bounced, he's out the money.
See, so
that's never what happened.
Right. So I would say is he partially transferred, meaning he transferred ownership Matana Manasahas here is an example of a partial transfer ownership. I mean, it's not.
It's not partial.
Tonight. Right, so this is a tonight. The tonight is that assuming the check is a valid check. If it's a valid check, it's a valid transfer. And if not, the check bounces.
So that's what you're telling me. It's not a transfer at all, because the whole thing of the check is to get the money at the end. Yes?
Right.
So if you're telling me, you know
so
what?
It's executable.
I'm not taking the check, I'm not taking ownership in the case it doesn't get money. It means I'm not taking ownership of the check regardless. The check's still by you. If it manages to produce money, then I'll take the money. I'll take the ownership of the money which the check produces. Well, not the check. The check can stay by you. But there's no ownership on the check. But the whole thing of the check is only to get the money. I'm saying, that I'm not taking. So what are you taking?
No,
so what are you taking?
He's taking for a case of losing it.
What are you taking?
It's negligence.
No, why should I take a check in order to...
If I mess up. I just want it tonight. And if you mess up because Lady's not paying, then I'm not taking.
Let me ask you a question. If I write you a check and I give it to you, who owns the check?
You write me directly to me.
Yes.
So I own it, but if it bounces, I'm...
Wait a minute. Let's say it doesn't bounce. Who owns the check?
I don't know. You gave it
so when the bank sends it back to me after it's clear, they have to give it back to you?
No.
Okay.
Okay. This piece of paper.
Exactly.
So then let's now analyze this in a different light of what happens. Let's try and reanalyze what exactly went happened. Levy owed Shimon money. So what did Levy do? He wrote a document, let's call it a shtar, saying, I, Levi, owe you, Shimon, money. That document you can use now to collect money against me. So Shimon gave it to Reuben to look after. And Reuben lost it. Okay, he'll to Shimon again. Couldn't do anything. But when Shimon lost it, what in effect was he doing? When Shimon loses the shtar, what in effect is he doing in the big picture?
Preventing Reuben from collecting Levy.
Not just preventing. Absolutely. If it's preventing, then it's Groma. I'm
destroying the ability to be able to collect in the future.
Destroying the ability, again, in an indirect way. Let's try and make it more direct.
Causing a loss.
How? Not just by preventing. Up to now we've been defining preventing. Preventing I don't like because you're still stuck with grommers if it's worth preventing. I'm holding you. Tie you up. You can't move. That's grommers.
I
like the words you used, the first words.
Canceling the shibud?
The canceling. In effect, what you're doing is you're giving back that document to Levy.
But Levy still owes the money. You're just taking away the proof.
You're giving back the star to Levy. By losing it, in effect, you're enabling Levy to get a hold of it. Levy doesn't need to physically hold it. It's good enough for him to be sitting holding it, which is basically his money, and protecting his money, but the fact it's not available anymore. So what's the halacha if somebody takes your star and gives it back to the borrower? Is that still glomer, or is that now a much higher form called mazik, the yizayin?
Reintroduces the hope that Levy has to show.
Levy really is obligated to
sling. He's giving back to Levy. Levy owes money. And he's taking the document, which is the ability to collect from Levy, and giving it back to Levy. So now, in effect, Levy is now able to keep his money because
Bezdin still, he still owes money. Bezdin would call him in.
No proof. I owe money, Levy says.
I'm not going to give you any more money, Shimon. By giving him back.
Come to Bezdin, I don't owe you money.
By giving him back the star, he's eliminating Shibut Karkos, but you're not doing that by yourself.
And you're also not just getting the Shibut away, you're also enabling the borrower to say, who said I lent you money?
That's a grandma.
Maybe there's another star.
I'm asking. If you take the debt of loan, the document to go and give it back to the borrower. Is that still going on, or is that no? That's not just
could be
locking him up. You're giving it to
him. But he could say that even if I have the star, that I could pull out the star and say you're a liar. But he could still say it. Doesn't prevent him from saying it.
So therefore, this allows him to say it and get away with it.
It allows him
to say I pay or I don't owe you money and get away with it.
That's another way of saying it prevents me from being able to enforce it.
So therefore, you're saying it's still grammar, or maybe not. Let's see. Tell me if it's like this case. Shulchanach and Shimpen Vav says like this. Sofa Shukosov Shtar. You go to the scribe, the lawyer. He says, write up the loan document, please. Because of Mona Bomokim Masayim. And he wrote, instead of writing $100,000, Ruva O. Shimon, he writes $10,000, Ruva O. Shimon. He missed out a lot. He missed a zero. Kulam Baturim, Lohabi Ela Grama Benizikim. The scribe, the lawyer, is Potter. It's only considered indirect damage. For the Chora, that's like our case. What did the lawyer do? There was a loan of 100,000. There was a request from the lawyer. Give me the proof to prove that he owes me 100,000 and can't deny it. Comes along the lawyer and gives him $10,000 worth of it. Not 100,000. He prevents him getting the proof. There's now no proof. So therefore, you would maybe think that that's called mazik. He's not just locking it up, he's actually giving a document over which actually detracts from actual loan. And still the Shulchanach says that's grammar. So Kol Shekhen and asked where he didn't actually give anything back to Levi. All he did is lose the document. That's going to be called grammar. The witnesses, the scribe, the witnesses signed wrong. They also witnessed 100,000 and they signed on 10,000. Kulam Baturin, the witnesses, the scribe, the lawyer, the drafter, this is Potter. Even though he gave the document and he wrote the documents with his own hands, he gave the document in his own hands in a fashion which is detracting from the loan. He's not supposed to get in that case. But he didn't give anything to Levy. All he did was lose it. He's going to be called to the ground. Am I right in my analysis over here? I've got absolute proof that in our case is called grammar.
Exactly the same, is it?
I try to say, in this case is worse. So, Sean Arkis, you have to try and say, okay, I agree with something. I say, yes, this case is much worse. And for Sean Arkis, you have to, in order to prove me wrong, you have to say, no, our case is worse than the case over here. In what way is it worse, our case, than the case over here?
Because here, the document never existed in the first place. The actual document you're looking for never existed.
So, therefore?
But you can't say he did something, he lost it, he was careless, he was I don't know what. It never existed.
Here
you've got something that existed, it didn't exist.
You gave me a hana. You gave me a hana. You said something very, very fundamentally clever.
can't be quite.
You can tell your wife tonight you got A plus. Okay, so Eric has pointed out a point, and we'll see whether this point is actualized this thing. But he's pointing out, you know, in a way, our case is maybe worse than the case of the Shulchan Aruch. From the Shulchan Aruch's case, it didn't exist. Okay, something did exist. Let's go further. Let's go now to the accountants. We mentioned this case 2 years ago. We're going to repeat the case. Of course you're going to remember this case. Do you remember that there was a return on taxes from the government, and they sent a check, and the accountant who got the check put it in his drawer and forgot all about it. And he, obviously, the person who the return of the taxes to didn't even know about it. He was never informed of this return of taxes. The accountant was finally cleaning out his drawers after 6 months.
Wait, the accountant got it or the person?
The accountant got it. And he put it in his drawer. 6 months later, cleaning out the drawer, bounced the check from the government, return of taxes. Problem, out of date. Second problem, governments don't reissue tax returns. Refunds. Even if the check is still around, it's just out of date. You've lost it. So now we have a silence. Reuben, who's entitled to tax return, says to the accountant, you must ink me and a document, and you must ink me. You owe me the money. I'll get it now from the government. You owe me the money. You were negligent. The accountant turns around and says, what did I do? Put it in the drawer. I forgot about it. Now I remember. I found it. Okay, it's not worth anything. But what did I do? Any glamour? It's very similar to our case. What did the action of the accountant by putting it in the drawer and forgetting it, what did he in fact do in the big picture? The government owed money to Reuven. What did he do by putting that check in and forgetting about it? Besides that, he in fact cancelled the debt. By leaving it and forgetting about it, he cancelled, enabled the debt to be cancelled. So the Chorus should have the same halacha we just wrote, that we just said, with the sofa who wrote instead of 100,000, 10,000! Grobber! Grobber! You said cancelling a debt is grobber. So this also is a case of grobber. So let's look at Shuvas Masas Bin Yomim, who's brought down in the Shach. And you have to now try and explain to me how does this fit with the Shulchan Aruch we just learned? Hitzer the Lovashtar She'ena Perua. If you give back to the borrower a document which hasn't yet been paid for, you give it back to the borrower, having kamos Seren Fashtar, it's like you burnt it. V'chayiv, you're chayiv to pay for giving it back. Brought down in the Shach. How does that fit, which we just learned? Why, in the case where you give back the document to the borrower, then you are chayiv, like burning the document up. And in the case of the sofa, he wrote, instead of 100,000, he wrote 10,000, he missed out on laws. Well, he's off the hook. He doesn't, that's grammar. What's the difference? What's the difference? Everyone besides Eric should be allowed to answer this question.
Why is... how did you know Sorovstar is Chayiv? That's also good.
Sorovstar is Chayiv, because we pass him Sorovstar is Chayiv. It's discussing the law, but we pass him as Chayiv, it's Garmi, you're Chayiv.
It's the ref.
So therefore, what's the difference between the muscles with your mincase when you're iron? All you're doing is canceling the debts. And the case of the sofa is also cancelling the bet. He's still 100 shekels. Well, cancelling the bet for the sofa, your potter, cancelling the bet through giving back the documents. What's the difference?
There wasn't magic being iron.
When the sofa makes a mistake, you can still. Even though they can admit, yes, that's what we signed on, but we did witness the $100,000 transaction.
Kevin Shahikas and Jose the Mugger do not believe those witnesses are not a belief to say it was $100,000, it's signed on $10,000.
I'm not being magic on any. What is it? If they sign on $10,000 and they're not going to say $100,000?
Correct.
Then we should believe it at
$10,000. $10,000 you believe.
So where's the case in Beishin? He has eight of them, it was only $10,000.
$10,000,
no. So why is he high for anything? There's no case. There's two witnesses that say it was $10,000.
Yes, exactly.
Case closed.
So the question is that is he high for that?
Who's who high for what?
If we bring witnesses who are not witnesses to the actual document, who said, oh, we saw the mistake. We saw the mistake, and therefore we have an explanation for what happened over here.
Okay.
Now, what's the difference? What's your explanation?
You're not being mazik anything.
Why?
Because there's nothing I'm being. What am I being mazik?
You're mazik the debt. The debt was 100,000, now 10,000.
The debt's still there. I'm not mazik nothing.
The proof of the debt.
The proof was that there was nothing to be mazik. There was no proof.
Okay. So this is in fact what Eric said, and in fact it's not Eric. It's the Sos. Sos says it out, we'll speak it out. So the Sos star, what's the difference? When you burn the star, you add the documents. Is that so fun? And you burnt it. Habilei mazik. That's mazik. Add something, you burnt it. Mazik came for sofa shadai lo hayyazakus. But in the case of the lawyer, there was no document around. He just prevented the document being created. He prevented the document being created. Messiah Lux, our biggest offering to Isaac was shown, therefore, he doesn't have to pay. That's called drama. In a case where you give back the document, you're taking the document, you're damaging the document, you're giving it to the borrower. You're taking something which is this and making it useless. In the hands of the lender, it's useless. In the hands of the borrower, it's useless. You're damaging something which is this. In the case of the lawyer, you're preventing him getting a document. That's grammar.
Didn't we say?
So I want you now to relate it to our case. Is our case
which
like
cases?
Both cases? Are our cases like the cases of the sofa, where it's only grammar, or it's like the case of giving the document back to the borrower, where we're saying, no, you're high, but like burning the document? Is it like preventing the document from being created, or is it like burning the document? How do our cases fit into which category? Are you high or you're potter?
High. It's like burning.
The document is good.
Losing the check is completely canceling and burning the document. He's preventing his own ability, or Jim's ability, to correct. But it's burning. It should be.
So he burnt it like he burnt it inside. Right.
You're saying the sofa's high. What about the case of the accountant? You've got the sofa and the accountant.
Same thing.
Both cases you're saying it's like burning the documents. That's what I'm saying.
Not this accountant didn't do anything. He just left it there. He didn't do anything positive, but
the
other guy
didn't do anything. He lost it. Both guys lost it essentially. They didn't actively try to lose it. They didn't, you know, throw it over the mountain.
He didn't lose it. He knew where it was. Yeah. He might have known where it was. He just didn't do anything with it.
By not getting it for 6 months,
he didn't.
It's not the same. That is not the same. The case of the sofa, the case of the accountant, and the case of the sofa are not the same. There is a difference.
He's just not giving the client the ability to collect by not handing it over.
There are difference in the case, Luke. Can you think? There are difference in the case. The case are difference. Think of the story, what happened? What did the sofa say? And he said, no, where's the check? What did the sofa say?
I don't know, I lost it.
I don't know where I put it. Maybe I lost it, maybe it's still in the house. I don't know where it is. No way of producing it. What did the accountant say? You say, no,
I know where it is.
Where's the document?
Sure, sure.
Sure, look. Can I use it? No. So what did you do wrong? What did the sofa do wrong?
Time delay.
Sofa forgot.
Oh,
Did he lose the documents?
Yeah.
Has he no knowledge of...
Didn't lose the documents.
What was the whole mistake of the accountants? What was the whole mistake of the accountants?
He buried it and forgot it.
He buried it. He got it.
After
he didn't give it to the client.
He didn't tell the guy he got a check.
He puts it in the drawer. Yes? Is that a problem putting it
even
in the drawer?
Even if he didn't put it in the drawer.
Putting it in the drawer is a problem.
The problem was
so what was the problem?
He didn't give it to the client.
He got the check.
What's the problem?
He didn't give it to the client.
He forgot. He forgot. So, the act of damage, was it...
Passive action?
A positive action of...
No.
Of action, you say, he did something. He did action of great damage... Or was it just a passive action which created the damage?
Passive.
What was the damage that he created? Too passive. Passive is not like burning. It's not like giving it back to the lover. There you do, you take the document, you don't actually give it back. Yes, you've done something. You took the document, you destroyed it by doing an action to the document. Here, the accountant did nothing. He forgot that his negligence. I forgot. That's nothing. That is not like the burning. That you're definitely not chayv. That you're not chayv. That sofa, what did he do? What did he do, the sofa? Was it passive or active?
And he also...
How did he damage the document? How did he damage the check?
You have one major problem with the accountant.
Passive or active? The sofa, before we get back to the accountants.
One could argue it's equally passive, whether you want to say active.
Where's his negligence? Remember how he speaks. Where's the document? What does he say?
He doesn't know. Put it somewhere.
Is that called passive or active?
You want to say the original placing is...
Is that passive or active?
Placing it as active.
Yes.
So just put it somewhere.
What is the negligence here?
Not putting it in the Makom Mishumar or in his bank account.
Okay.
You might have put it in the Makom Mishumar.
You're telling me that's up to discussion? Okay, there's two ways to look at what the sofa did, but by the accountant there's only one thing. The only thing he did was a passive act of possession. That is not domitive planning, not time. No? What have I got problem with the accountant? No?
The problem with the accountant is because it's a government check, it has an intrinsic value. The same as cash.
Has no intrinsic value.
Then cash doesn't have
intrinsic
value.
Have you heard of Greece? Can you pass the government check on to anybody?
Absolutely.
Not.
Yes, you can.
Absolutely.
You
not.
Can. I don't know what government you're dealing with.
You can't pass it on.
You can deposit it in the bank, you can pass it on to...
You can't give it to somebody else and say, here, you deal with it.
If you endorse it, you can.
No, you can't. No, you can't. You don't need your tax law, who are you? Now,
the other problem is, didn't we say that professionals are held to a higher
standard? You remember something from 2 years ago. See, he was five in the end 2 years ago because he was a professional and is a chassid. So, listen to this show again if you forgot it over there. But in the essence of Hilchos Mazik, we're talking about he's off the hook. He's five for different reasons. Because he's a professional, that's a different reason. Okay. So, he's off the hook. The Hilchos Mazik, the accountant's off the hook. The sofa, is he passive, active? Let us see. Number five. Strengthen the deceivers. The deceivers said in our case, we were bringing back the same deceivers from last week. Tafilu, in the case, you're not a shomer. Remember, we're talking about the same shulchan aruch we started off. That what do? You said, I don't know where I put it. You took the way you put it. Says the Sivas. Apilu Misha Eina Shoma. If you say I don't know where I put it, even if you're not the Shoma Yachayev. Tony Yelach Reuven LeBeis Shimon V'Yikach Moshe Shimon V'Yikvam B'Kaka. You go to the house of Reuven, you see his money laying around, you think it's going to be stolen, so you bury it in the ground to look after it. Yeah, you were doing an act of chesed to him. Actually, Kabbalah and Tovah Shimon, even though you had good intentions, today so Nigav and all shouldn't be stolen. But you forgot. What did you do wrong? You forgot where you buried it. Oh, that's what you did wrong. So you only Gromah. No, says the Nesivis. Forgetting where you buried it, Vadachayev Reuven Nishalim. Why? The given Sha'osam Maisa Bechevet Chabeva, because he took something, he took the item, and he put it in a place where he can't remember. So putting it in a place where you can't remember, the negative is not just forgetting, it's putting it in that place. And that's called a active action, not a passive. If it's active, you're chayev. Therefore, according to the Nesivus, forgetting where you put it, you're chayev.
So I'll tell you, according to the Nesivus, the accountant is chayev too. But this you have to know something about accountants. If it's on your desk, you'll remember to do something with it. If it's in your drawer, it's out of sight, out of mind.
But it wasn't the place that made me forget.
I didn't forget where it was. The fact that I put it in the drawer is the reason he didn't get it. If it stayed on my desk, he would have gotten it.
He had a meeting and someone else why it's coming. He doesn't want other
people. It doesn't matter why he did it. The fact that it's not on my desk
reasonable to put it in the drawer.
It's not acceptable if you're not going
to do it. Acceptable and reasonable to put a check in the drawer. I'm
I think it's exactly the machine.
What? Ah! No! So we've said, according to the Sivus, the sofa is high. Because that's not active. That's active. It's like the toast, it's like burning it, it's like giving it back. But the problem is, there's a Sman here will finish tonight and leave you in
suspense
till next week. The Sivus, the problem is, the Sman. On the same Shulchan Aruch says words which everyone from the Dag argues with the Sivas. What does the Svar say? He only says five words. He says, why, if you forget, I have to pay. Why, says the Svar? To chol shomer, machayev lo say slave, en yochah. Every shomer has to know where he puts it. Everyone, all the Achronim on the Dag from the Svar, that the Svar is learning that saying I forget, you're chayev only if you're shomer. But somebody else, not shomer, wouldn't be chayev because that would be gromah. So we see there's a machlokas between the sman and the sivus. Is putting the place where you forget is called passive or active machlokas. Machlokas, what's the halacha?
Motzi
mechavera olav haraya. If it's a motzi mechavera olav haraya, what's going to be the halacha in such a case?
Then you have to repay him.
Then?
No.
Oh, it doesn't repay him. No, I have to pay
him. He has to pay for the sofer. The sofer has to get paid. Because he's not chayim on the head.
He's saying money doesn't move.
There's no question he owes him money for the tefillin. The other question is, does he owe him money for the
tefillin? No, maybe he was Yosef paying the money already.
No, he wasn't Yosef paying the money.
And that's
he was.
Maybe he was. Notes, I'll leave you
to no question he wasn't Yosef paying. He's definitely not Yosef paying. The question is, did he owe money to offset it?